dreams into goals, and goals are basically vision with work clothes on.
On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You thought you found a friend to take you out of this place. Someone you could lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful day.
Good morning, 7:38 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. Happy day after the election. Had a little bit of trouble reaching Grover this morning, so Mayor Robinson is at the moment not with us. He may call in. That does sometimes happen. 7:42 on News Radio 92.3. We did manage to connect with Grover Robinson. Mr. Mayor, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you doing today?
Oh, man. Late night last night, so I am a little bit sleep deprived, which that sometimes happens. First thing I wanted to ask you, your thoughts on the election, city council, and now I guess we have a settled mayor-elect, right?
Yeah. I mean, we will obviously get started trying to work and figure out how to position DC Reeves to be there when he'll transition over then in November. So it was, I did not think he was going to make 50% just because of the odds of doing it are very difficult. Obviously, you know, I think he ran the best race overall with the best message. And I think it's from that standpoint, you saw people clearly buy into it and buy into it from really across the entire city. I think he won all but three precincts, and even in those three precincts came in second. So it's hard to say he didn't have a fairly good message that it went through there. And I think in a lot of ways, I think he was the only, he and Jill were the only candidates really that weren't extremely critical of me. So, I thought it kind of capitalized on the things we said and the things I knew were positive. I kept wondering why anybody didn't want to run on the things we've already done. We've been incredibly successful. And, I think it certainly stands to continue some of those things.
Yeah, I was not super surprised about those numbers. Didn't know whether DC would get 50% or not. I was surprised Jewel did not get more of the vote. I was also surprised to see us having, undecided elections for city council, where we're going to have two runoffs, both in District 2 and in District 4. District 6, District 6 and District 2. District 4 is settled without an opponent. Were you surprised that we don't have a winner in either of those races yet?
No. For the same, I mean, they're the same reason I thought that we wouldn't have one at the mayor, but clearly see, DC's position, well, it was just different. I didn't get involved in, I don't see anything in every single one of those, but I don't see the point of where we had people run into a position. You know, there are just a couple of candidates for mayor who I just didn't understand that their positions or what they were doing or why they had the strategy they had. And so I think they kind of invalidated themselves. I think they pretty much gave it to DC. Now, Jewel is somebody I thought she came out a little bit stronger and in the her numbers, I think, were a little bit higher for what came out of early voting and in mail-in.
She had a little bit better percentage when we started the night when we only had the mail-in and early balloting. But then as the night progressed, it did drop sort of consistently over that time. Mr. Mayor, I know kind of a short today just because we had a late time getting a hold of you, but thank you for calling me back. I super appreciate that, and we'll look forward to seeing all the news about the transition and how that's going to – is now that you know that you don't have to wait all the way until the next election in order to undertake that process.
Yeah.
Thank you for the time, sir. We'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds good. Talk to you later.